Webster's defines atypical as not like the usual normal type. Well, welcome to the Atypical Podcast from theatypicallife.com. I am Matt Mooney.
And I'm Jenny Mooney. Here, we take a look at all kinds of things.
We may tell stories, we call them side stories, welcome a friend to join us, or interview someone more widely known and ask them all kinds of questions. And sometimes, yes, sometimes we may just do a little Matt chat, discussing the current happenings of our life.
Through all of it, we hope to give you something atypical as you listen along your typical day.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Let earth receive her King.
Let every heart prepare him room.
And heaven and nature sing.
And heaven and nature sing.
Hello and welcome to the Atypical Podcast. Virginia, a welcome to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Matt. Tis the season.
Merry Christmas. Tis the season to you, Virginia. You know, we were talking about some things we could talk about, and here was the segue that we came up with, which I got a good kick out of. What you noticing out there, Jen?
How do you start? Like, if there's things to bring up on the podcast, you know, like, how do you do that? But here's the thing, guys. Last night, and I did not see much of it, I just saw a few clips, but it looked fascinating. Gwen Stefani did a Christmas show. Did you guys see this? Did you see it, Matt? Have you seen any of the buzz about it?
Jenny, I have seen zero buzz, and I have heard zero word. In fact, this didn't happen in my mind. I don't know that you're telling the truth.
Well, I have nothing against Gwen. She's fine. You know, she seems really sweet. Actually, when she was on The Voice, she seemed super nice and was always like encouraging and kind. And now, I think that's way more important than bizarre.
But I got to pause. You know, you're socially aware. You know, you keep up with the stars. You pride yourself on knowing so many things. I don't know much about Gwen Stefani since No Doubt. So in Matt's world, and that's a small world, but in Matt's world, she really crescendoed with that No Doubt. Now, I know her career has gone on, but I don't, other than she was on The Voice, couldn't tell you one thing about her.
You know, I mean,
didn't she do a live like commercial?
She did a live commercial.
Was that the Super Bowl?
It was the Super Bowl?
I believe so. A live commercial.
Which is cool. It was a cool idea. She was like roller skating and stuff. So
I'll tell you what it is. It's bold. You know, I mean, she was doing some things where you're like, you could go down and you could show your world to millions of people.
Well, she's not worried about that, but
backtrack. She is showing her world to a million people. Let's talk about that. I think she's probably, in fact, I think I do have some thoughts on her now that I think about her roller skating.
Come on.
I think there's an age, Jenny, I don't know if it's a hard and fast age, but I'm not sure. Is she one of the ones that likes to look a little bit younger? Is that a kind way of saying that? I don't want to be rude about it.
No, and I think there's different categories. I mean, you can look. I understand people want to look younger. Like, that's fine. She's in the entertainment industry. I'm not talking about having work done or dyeing your hair.
Is there anything worse to imagine than having an HD camera close up on you broadcast?
I mean,
I understand. You'll want to, if that's your world, you probably want to look a little better than I do today in the podcast.
And that's, you know, to each his own. I definitely have distinct opinions about that, but that's not the topic.
You know, this is proof of Jesus, because we're filtering so much of what we think in order to be kind. Hey, Merry Christmas. This is a little bit of the Christmas spirit.
Okay, wait.
We brought up Gwen and we kind of can't make a statement about her.
No, okay. So here's my point. My point is there are people who are older who are trying to look younger, and that's fine. But with Gwen, she's 48. And
How do you know that she's 48? I don't understand.
I Googled it.
Oh, I do understand.
Yeah,
okay, continue on.
Google it. You know, they'll get
and I will say,
the whole thing.
48 used to sound so old, but it doesn't anymore.
It doesn't. But if you were to see...
Gwen is a spring chicken.
A 48-year-old wearing like a really short mini skirt and, you know, just eccentric kind of like teeny bopper things.
But let's backtrack. I mean, I'm gonna press you here, because you, of all people, you want to wear in mom jeans and a blouse? What do you want her... See, this is where you're hard, Jenny, because You want her to stay with the trends.
No,
be aware.
It's fine to be. But I think that
don't
it's a
show
tricky
any flesh.
Thing to okay. try to be trendy and innovative and even super creative. Like, she's super creative. I get that. I like that. I appreciate that. But I think you also have to throw in a little age appropriateness as well. That's all. That's my only point. But
well, I would even press you on that. I don't think you would think that at any age you should probably be wearing some of the things, right?
No, that's true. But however, when you see a 22-year-old doing it, that's a pop star, you're like, well, they're going to do that. I mean, I'm not like expecting Selena Gomez to like wear a turtleneck. Like, that's, she's in that world, whatever. But to see a 48-year-old doing it, it's sort of like it's in the same vein of the Katy Perry conversation. Katy Perry and Gwen have kind of these like personas of like quirky and creative, which is fine. I encourage them in that. That's great. Express yourself. Let's just add on some age appropriate.
You just went Madonna
filter as well
with Express Yourself. So we're gonna wow. You know, the things that we think we're gonna talk about, and then we hit record and we talk about Gwen Stefani for 5 minutes. And Gwen, if you're out there, you're probably listening. I mean, you've probably made your way to this podcast. I would think there's a big percentage chance of that. You know, we're proud of you. Keep being you. Just wear some pants about it.
So she had a Christmas special last night. And it just, the clips I saw were just so interesting.
Now,
and
Jenny,
does that mean I'm not relevant and young and hip anymore? Or is it just like, no, that was like strange?
Here's the problem. That right there, you just hit the nail on the head. That is a great question. Are you irrelevant and you don't know what's cool? Or it was kind of strange? Here's the unfortunate thing. We would actually have to poll a different group of people than ourselves to know.
You know,
so
this would be a good question.
We'd have to go to the young kids and to our friends and be like, hey, did you guys enjoy that? I have no idea.
This would be a good question for Cassidy, who
bring on our hip, relevant millennial.
She came on and talked to us about music a while back. She's our millennial hipster babysitter, caretaker. And she'd probably be able to set me straight on what she thinks.
Next time she comes around, we'll definitely ask her. But I know for a fact you weren't watching Gwen Stefani, so you really shouldn't comment on that, because we were watching the poll results come in from Alabama. Jenny, you went to school at Alabama. Roll Tide, you like to say. I don't.
Roll Tide.
I like to say pay Roll Tide.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, I do.
I've never heard that before. It's brand new.
And so, Jenny, you're from Alabama. Well, you're from Louisiana, went to school at Alabama. It's kind of confusing. However,
don't try to get it started.
Doesn't matter. We're here located in the South. And so some national news was being made as there were two, a hotly contested, a little vote there in Alabama. And so we were watching those poll results. And, you know, there's all kinds of thought. And we're not going to spend a lot of time on the heatedness of that campaign. If you are down in the dumps because your candidate had problems keeping his hands off of children and didn't get in office, then hey, that's your own business. But we'll talk about that on a different podcast. But today, what we wanted to talk about on this, and we will talk about it. We're happy to talk about it. I just can't go there without 30 minutes, and we don't have 30 minutes today. But Jenny, what we did want to talk about is a particular thing that you in really. You know, it's good to find lighthearted fun in these heated things in our country.
It really is, because there's a lot of like, ooh, there's a lot of noise out there. So many feelings on the Twitter. Now, you are a quitter of the Twitter, you've been known to say. And I realize that some people have moved on from Twitter.
Like the world.
And, well, it lets you down sometimes, but then there are shining moments where you're like, this is why I still go to Twitter.
And what was that shining moment last night? And I will say, that's where Twitter's at its beauty, is when something live is happening.
Yeah.
Then I, you know, whether that's a sporting event or something, that's Twitter's game. But continue on.
So I'm not sure if you saw yesterday that one of the candidates, Roy Moore, who got defeated.
He has not conceded defeat yet.
Concede.
So he did get defeated, but he has not conceded. Continue on.
Yes, yes. So when he went to cast his vote, he rode in on a horse. Did you see the foot? I can't even talk about it.
No,
he
no,
rode
no,
it on a horse.
To the polling place.
To the polling place.
He decided, so somewhere along the way, I don't know if it was months ago, if it was weeks ago, or if he was putting his pants on one leg at a time, because that's what we all do. If he was putting his pants on that morning and he decided, you know what? I'm going to ride Sassy. Sassy is the name of the horse. I'm going to ride Sassy to the polling place, Jenny. But that wouldn't even that wasn't even the fun.
That's not even what
honestly,
I'm here to bring up.
That's all we needed. It's but fine. You somehow you found a beautiful treasure trove. Please tell us.
So Hazel and Anders and Matt were basketball practice. Lena was in bed. I open up the Twitters, you know, to see if what's going on in the Alabama Senate race. And there you come across, you know, lots of crazy pants, but you also come across a Twitter account for Roy Moore's horse. Just it has its own Twitter account.
Yes,
and
it's
really genius. And it's not even about what they're posting. I mean, some were funny, some were not funny, but just I cannot tell you how happy it made me.
Just the genius.
Someone's like, I'm going to make a Twitter account for Roy Moore's horse. I did not choose this life. Please, if he wins, he will ride me into Washington, and I'm scared of cars. They are complaining about turnout. Apparently, I didn't do my job right. I am overjoyed to suddenly be irrelevant.
Jenny, we are creeping up on the Christmas holiday. We are around the corner from the kids being out of school. We've got some fun things planned. But I wanted you to talk about your love for Christmas lights. Jenny, you love Christmas lights. I think the atypicals out there, they need to know this about you. Maybe it comes as a surprise. Probably not, if you know you at all.
So whenever the kids were really little, you could do these things when they're little. And as they're getting older, they're sort of like, why do we do this? Anytime we would go by a house, like even if it was like super tacky and covered with lights or like all the blow up things, like no matter what, I would applaud give a cheer and say, good job, guys. You did it. Those lights look awesome. We would just cheer in the car. And when they were little, they just play along. And now they're kind of like,
Why
are we clapping?
But Jenny, you love Christmas lights this year. And we're in a new home this year. First time in our new home for Christmas, making memories. And we did some great Christmas lights. We decided, Jenny, to go with the strategy. My leading. Yay for me. Pat me on the back.
Well, and if you back it up, Let's back it up. When we were doing the planning for the Rent-A-Build, there are certain places where we put plugins attached to a switch in projecting the planning for Christmas lights.
Yes, Jenny,
that's the first thing you need
you
to
spent
know, that
more,
this was in the plans.
You spent more time thinking about plugins for Christmas lights than possibly floors.
Oh, for sure.
You know, where they go, how you want. So that's all you need to know. Jenny likes Christmas lights so much so that she plans plugins so that we have high plugins so that are connected to a switch. So we don't have to, you know, we don't have to go out in the cold. We just flip the switch, which I will say is absolutely genius and used for about 28 days. But nonetheless, Jenny, you love Christmas lights. Speaking of Christmas lights, we celebrated yesterday Lena's 11th birthday. Our adopted daughter, Lena, we have three kiddos. We try to catch you up here. She's adopted from Ukraine. She has severe disability, including autism and cerebral palsy, which is pertinent to this conversation, not always the way that I introduce her, but it was her birthday yesterday. And so what you need to know about Lena is like crowds and typical birthday parties, not so much her thing. That's not her number one favorite thing. And so we've kind of found a tradition, I would say, that we do for her birthday. That is really fun. Tell us about it Virginia.
Fun. Let me say first, if you're new listening and you're like, who is Lena and what is the story? We will link to an episode we did last year around her birthday, where we just tell a little bit of her story. And so we will link to that in our show notes and you can go listen to that if you want to know more about our sweet daughter. But one of the things I just love is that her birthday falls in the Christmas season. It's December 12th, but we celebrated on the 11th this year. And I just texted a bunch of friends and said, you know, she doesn't like parties. She doesn't like cake. She does not want cupcakes or
sweets.
She does
not like sweets, which is proof that she's not our biological child.
Oh, well,
You like love the sweets. The sweets. Yeah.
But I said, you can just come follow her around the square because she loves music and she loves lights. And there are all these beautiful Christmas lights in Fayetteville, and they pipe Christmas music out from the center of the square. And so we just followed her around, and she danced to the music and looked at the lights and was on cloud nine. And so if you have a child that doesn't, there's not a million things that she loves. I could think, you know, real quickly, 10 things that are going to make Hazel smile. And there's not just this like huge folder of things that would make Lena smile. So when you find one, it's so meaningful. So it was really cool to see her just
so we
on
had
top of the world.
Lots of apple juice, which makes her smile. Lots of yogurt, which makes her smile. And lots of Christmas lights. So and it's a great thing because people can come and be a part and celebrate Lena, even though, you know, you go up and talk to her and that might be a different experience. You know, she's not going to talk back. She's not going to thank you for coming to our party. She's not going to do all these things, but people get to participate in walking around the lights. And so many did. And it was really fun to celebrate her, to celebrate her birthday that she turned 11. If you know some of her story, it's pretty, pretty remarkable.
It's also cool to think through, you know, what 99 Balloons, the organization we run, that serves people with disability. And one of the things we talk about a lot is inclusion and being part of community. And so it was a beautiful picture to me of this little girl who, you know, her background is hard and sad, and there were many lonely days. And to see her be surrounded by folks who are following her in what she wants and what she loves. So literally kids would just come walk beside her as she looked at the lights, or hold her hands while she danced, or get close to the lights with her face. And they were entering into her world, and you just got a glimpse of seeing her be a part of community and have friendships. And she like even went up to some people like that she knew would like try to hug them, which she's not super affectionate, you know, with everybody. So it was just really cool to see.
Jenny, one thing we wanted to do today, you know, Christmas is so focused on kiddos. You know, we're always talking about our kids. We're always, you know, if you're parents or even if you're an uncle or an aunt, when you think of Christmas, you're kind of thinking through the lens of a kid. You're either trying to get them the right gift, or how do we teach them about the real meaning of Christmas? And so everything's kind of filtered through the lens of kids. But, you know, we wanted to take it a little atypical this week, Jenny.
I love it.
Drum roll, we like to do that. And so we went out and got the best interview. The most wanted, the most sought after interview, one of our favorite people. Now that's for sure. The rest was made up.
And the one we probably has gotten the most discussion time here on the Atypical podcast. We always reference this person.
She gets a lot of play here on the podcast, but we wanted, instead of talking to people in the midst of Christmas, and we talk a lot about being parents in the midst of Christmas, we want to teach our kids. We want them to grab hold of these things. We wanted to turn that around and talk to parents who have been through it. They've watched their kids grow up. They have done it. They look back and they think, we did that right, or we did that wrong, or I would do that different, or And so what we did, we wanted to talk to Sandra Mooney, my mother, Jenny.
And who better than the one, if you caught, you know, our last episode, who better than the one who actually gave you the stilts, you know?
Yeah, we talked about it. There was this one Christmas, I was a little kid. We went to Sweet Home, Arkansas. Now it's close to Little Rock, the central area of Arkansas, yet out rural. That's where my dad was from, Sweet Home. We went there. My grandparents lived there. It was exciting because all I wanted for Christmas, Jenny, you know this story, was a BB gun. Now, if you know me now, you're surprised because I'm not I'm not a manly man for the most part. BB gun sounds like I was headed on that trajectory. I started towards the books the next Christmas. This is probably what this sunk my manhood.
Yeah, this is the story.
Now that
I
think
trajectory
this
changed.
Is like time on the couch.
Yeah, okay.
I just figured out.
Tell the story. It's going to all make sense.
All I wanted was a BB gun. We went, Sweet Home, gifts are under the tree. Long, skinny box wrapped up. Everybody in the family knows all at once is a BB gun. Yeah. We made this into a movie. You'll shoot your eye out, blah, blah, blah. But I'm serious now. This is true. All I wanted was a BB gun. It's all I asked for. Got on Santa's knee. I would say I was in the area of 6 or 7. And it's all I wanted. I wanted one thing, Jenny. What was it?
A BB gun.
It doesn't get simpler than this for a parent, okay? When they ask for one thing, then you know what they want. When they're scattered, you never know. But I knew. I was focused. I had asked months before. I had drawn out a list. And under the tree, a long, skinny, but I knew it. It was the biggest box under the tree. It was exactly the shape of what a BB gun box would be. And on Christmas Day, of course, I had to open it last. We opened the biggest gift last. I opened it, and it was stilts. Mom, what is it that you're cooking?
I'm cooking peach nut bread. Right now, it's in the oven. I made fudge today, and I made cheese balls today.
All right. So I have a few questions for you.
Great.
Are you ready for my Christmas questions?
Probably not, but okay. Go ahead.
Mom, first I want to know, why did you get me stilts when I wanted a BB gun? This was...
For some reason, we thought stilts would be a little safer than a BB gun because knew you would shoot your eye out.
So here's the thing. And I actually, I had a friend get in touch with me this week. She stopped me and she said, "You're not going to believe this, but our 7-year-old son, he wants a BB gun. We don't think he's quite ready for it." By the way, do you know what age I was on this particular Christmas?
No.
We'll say seven-ish, six, seven.
Seven. I'm too young.
And so too young
says, for a gun.
Says the mom. And and probably rightfully so. And I think this was this mother's particular thoughts as well. She said, "But that's not all. You're not going to believe the story. I had thought for the whole family, what I was going to get was drum roll, stilts."
And
she said, "I'm not kidding, and I'm not getting them." So she actually started asking me, "What do you think we should do?" I was like, "No. You missed the point of the story.
Yeah.
All that I'm telling you to do is don't get him a box of under the tree that looks just like a gun. If he asks for a gun and he's not getting it,
that's right.
So just take me back, Mom. You think I was too young for
too
a
young,
gun?
Too young."
Too young.
Absolutely.
Now you held me back, even though the teachers you held me back in school, even though the teachers said I could go. So I think there's
a
theme here, Mom.
I think there's
Do you have trust issues with me?
No, not trust issues. I just wanted to hold on to you a little bit longer.
Yeah, and you didn't, and not give me a gun.
Not give you a gun.
I did get a gun later. I don't remember. I got a BB gun later,
Mom.
Kudos to you. I don't remember what age I was. 17,
probably
maybe?
Probably 17 or 18.
that's appropriate. Mother, tell me, what is your favorite Christmas memory from growing up?
From growing up, my favorite Christmas memory was my mother always made Christmas fun for us, and it was wonderful and mysterious, and we never knew what we were going to get. We would ask for something, but then just get something much better than what we asked for, always. It seemed like, one of my favorite times was when she tied strings onto our gifts, and we had to get the string under the tree and follow it to our gift, which was so much fun. And that year, I got a bicycle.
So, Mom, fast forward, that was a story a little bit from your childhood. Mm-hmm. And now we have talked about this on the podcast a few different times. You are a gift-giving machine. You enjoy giving gifts, yes?
Yes.
It's a thing.
I love trying to figure out what people would really like to have and trying to find that.
And we think that's a beautiful thing about you. And so as you think back on the way that you were raising Mandy and I, Mandy is 4 years older than me. Mm-hmm. You guys were gift givers, just like you described your mother. You guys made Christmas big and fun. So as we've crafted our own family, we've come up with all these specific things and we've thought through this. And so I have a few questions on that. But first, tell me what you wanted Christmas to be for Mandy and I.
For you and Mandy, I wanted it to be special and be a family time. And I really don't think we gave you that much during the year. As far as like toys, things like that, you just didn't get that that many things like that. So I thought, I think that just made it more special, and we wanted it to really be a special time for you all to enjoy.
What do you remember from our Christmases as being special memories?
I remember you all were always super excited, and it was just so much fun. And I still look back on those pictures of you all down in the floor playing with your toys together, which was, you know, you didn't play together a lot because of 4 years. But you were always, y'all were always great together, really. But that was special. And then after you got older, we went skiing 1 year. That was fun. That was special. We had not done that before and have never done it since. So that was fun.
Turnabout is fair play. Now, I remember getting a motorcycle for Christmas as
I can remember that was the top.
The best Christmas memory for me. Yes. Now, Mom, I need to ask you, looking back, how in the world did you allow me, the same mom that held me back in school, the same mom that wouldn't allow me to have a BB gun, continue on with your cooking here, do what you got to do. This, how did you get talked to and or, do you need to pause?
No, I'm fine.
How did you allow me to have a motorcycle?
I think your dad bought it and then told me that you were getting a motorcycle for Christmas, and I'm sure that's what it was. I remember totally. That was his thing. He went off and he got it. It was worked out, and I had no say in it whatsoever.
No looking back on that
whatsoever.
Well, now as you think about Christmas, now Mandy is grown. She has a beautiful family of her own. I am grown and have a beautiful family of my own. Right. As you look back on Christmas now, I wonder if you think we're putting too much thought into it. If you think, no, you should put more thought into it, put less thought into it. What would you say to your former self when we were little kids around Christmas time, if you could go back and talk to yourself?
Well, I would say that we needed to do more teaching to you and Mandy about the real meaning of Christmas. I mean, we went to church and you heard the messages, but we did not do a good job, I don't think, teaching you all at home the way we should have.
Well, Mom, lucky for you, I found the true meaning of Christmas. So as you look at, if you were to have a, I know you would never tell me what to do, credit you, but if you were to be talking to young parents around Christmas time, what would you tell them? What would you encourage them to do?
Oh, I would encourage them to just spend time with their children, take time for them. Above all else, do the Advent the way you all do and way we're doing at church, and have fun. Go down to the square, go see Christmas lights together, and because it is a special time, and be with friends and family. Just take more time.
Now, Mom, one other question that I wanted to ask you is, you know, we've established that you are a wonderful and great gift giver. We have also put parameters on you, as well as Jenny's family, on the grandparents. We have asked specifically, go along with these things, you know, maybe a few more experiences with this, get a book rather than something that falls apart. We have actually laid out for you. So just give me your honest thoughts on how'd that make you feel, Mom? What are your thoughts on it?
At first, it was hard. It was hard just to see it in writing. You wrote us a letter. You wrote us a letter, so it's hard. But it is so freeing, and it makes me think so much more. What would they really like to have each child? What book would they really enjoy? What is one thing that they need? What's one thing they want? It's made it easier, really. Rather than just getting a random number of things that I think they'll like, I try to put a lot more thought into what they really want, need, want to read, want to play with. So it's much easier now.
So what would you encourage and or tell grandparents in your same boat? We've talked about parents, we've talked about kids, so now we'll talk about grandparents as they go into this season with their grandkids and with their own children. What would you encourage them to be doing, thinking this Christmas season?
Well, I've already talked to some of my friends. When we've talked together about putting parameters on the gifts and everything. Give us some boundaries, and we'll stay in those boundaries. And I think everyone I've talked to has been just super receptive to that idea. If their children haven't already brought it up to them, I think they're going to bring it up to their children, probably, these friends who are our age.
Well, thank you to my mother, Sandra Mooney, for being willing for me to interrupt her cooking for a little Christmas interview. Thank you to you for listening. As always, we will have show notes and links to such things as the Lena episode that Jenny mentioned. We'll have links to the music that you're hearing from the Mosaic Worship Team and our friends, the Cholas, some great Christmas music. And we'll also link to my letter to the grandparents at theatypicallife.com. We hope that you have a good week. We love you. I'm off to go ride my horse into town.
Most important, what is Sparkle getting for Christmas?
Sparkle has nothing under the tree. Oh. But we are considering a Santa Claus outfit for her to wear in the neighborhood as we walk. In fact, Mandy sent me a picture. She's already found one that'll fit her.
So okay.
Walgreens is the place to go for Santa suits. For dogs.
There, you heard it here.